Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Israel now faces one of their biggest challenges, to head back up to Ai with the memory of their defeat in the loss column. Gripping their hearts would be the questions, is the Lord with us this time? Has he fully forgiven us for transgressing his covenant? Has anyone else slipped up to cause trouble again? The Lord quickly allays their fears. Quote, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Verse 1. That sounds better. They have corrected the four failures of the last debacle. First, they've dealt with the hidden sin that broke their fellowship with God. As well, there will be no underestimating the enemy this time. The people will not be divided, for, says God, take all the people of war with you. They won't do their own improvising either. They receive God's instructions. The strategy this time is very different. They will play on the overconfidence of the men in Ai and their sister city Bethel. Quote, lay an ambush for the city behind it, verse 2, says the Lord. This time, Joshua sends 30,000 men, 10 times the first attack force, at night to hide behind the city. When he and the rest of the men approach from the front, the men of Ai attack, and the Israelites flee before them. The men of Ai think, here we go again. But now the 30,000 enter the city and set it aflame. Then the troops with Joshua turn and catch the enemy in a pincer movement that guarantees total victory. This was the tactic God taught Paul. Quote, my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Following our commander, we'll know when to flee and when to fight, 1 Timothy 6:11 and 12, and thus win resounding victories through him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.